Then we turn to our next topic, which is an article in The Guardian over the weekend about a big British supermarket taking steps to reduce its environmental impact. Sainsbury's planning to halve the amount of plastic it uses over the next 6 years, from nearly 120,000 tonnes down to something closer to 60,000. While the company acknowledges it's a tough ask given how useful plastic is in keeping food fresh and safe, it says it's aware of the impact plastic packaging has on the planet and needs to find alternatives. Well, the biggest issues were milk cartons, fruit and vegetable packaging and drinks containers. This, of course, is also our question of the day. What are some of the pragmatic ways supermarkets could cut down on their plastic use? First of all, Simon Coe, ideas from you.
Well, just the Sainsbury's thing sort of strikes me as a bit remarkable, really. Half in 6 years, that doesn't sound to me like a very big target. Yeah, maybe it is a big target if everything else is normal, but everything else isn't normal. Climate change is rushing at us. We need to be thinking much more bigger than that about how to change the way we live. Yeah, so good on Sainsbury's for taking a step, but it doesn't seem like a very big step. What I would love to see is a couple of things. One of them is a recognition that if fruit and vegetables is one of the problem areas, an awful lot of fruit and vegetables already have pretty good packaging on them. It's called the peel or the skin. And if there is peel or skin, they don't need any more packaging because that peel is designed to keep the food fresh and wholesome within. But the thing I'd really like to see is not something that the supermarkets could do except to respond to would be that what about a mass movement where everybody rips off all the plastic packaging that isn't necessary and leaves it in a pile on the supermarket by the checkout counters?
I've got one friend who does this.
Keeps doing that, you know. If there was a whole mass movement, that would sharpen everything up, wouldn't it?
Urban gorilla from the there as well. Sort of retail gorillas, isn't it?
Yeah, I am that person that like hands the the checkout woman or man like 20 mandarins free, and then she has to like stack them all up and weigh them. Like, I'm that annoying person. But what worries me is just like, you know, you can avoid creating your own. Yes, I know, but I always forget. I'm useless. I'm so useless. I even have the little fruit ones, but I just forget. And so it's like, I'm sorry about it, but this is how it is. But it's the stuff that you can't avoid that worries me. So, like, you know, you can not, you can
your
take...
Your yoghurt needs to go in
just,
something.
Yeah, yes. And the only thing I can think of is one time in Palmerston North, and we used to get our milk, they had them in, like, little belly bags, like, instead of proper... Yeah. I don't know why. 1 litre little belly bags, as if it was wine or something, inside of a wine cask. There must be ways that the companies themselves can reduce the amount of plastic so that even if you're not using anything additional, you can cut
bags
it down.
Plastic?
Yeah, they were. I know, but surely, like, I'm just thinking about the size of them compared to...
So there's an advantage there, because if you cut down... packaging isn't just about plastic. Packaging is also about weight.
And how much
plastic. And in this country especially, one of the big costs around our shopping is the transport cost of getting things all over the country. So the less products weigh, the less emissions they cause simply by that transport thing. So just having the plastic...
I just couldn't understand. It's the only place I've ever seen Palmerston North Pack and Save. You rock. I have no idea why.
That's possibly the first and only time that somebody will say that Pack and Save Palmerston North rocks. some of the solutions are coming in from our listeners. The only option at mine is to bring your own container, otherwise it's now paper. Stop putting everything in plastic, because where are the alternatives? We're not for carrying out what we buy, but for everything in those bags that is plastic package. Somebody says, it's way long off best option. In order to get there, we need to make the intervening steps. And the one in front of us is reducing plastic packaging. Stop supplying plastic bags for fruit and veg. Now, I buy that one, or don't buy that one, in fact, which is if I've got my bag to put all the rest of my shopping in, then it doesn't matter if I've got half a dozen loose lemons. They can put them on the scales and just bung them in the bag.
You know? You really don't need
wrapping around any cucumber of any shape, size,
that
or breed.
That is a very strange one. I'm sure someone could do some useless research about how the cucumber needs to breathe.
I'm sure.
The reason so much of this packaging exists is partly for health reasons, but it's been overdone, vastly overdone, and partly for convenience reasons of the supermarket. It's a way to put a barcode on. It's a way to standardise units. And that kind of convenience thinking is the kind of thinking we just can't afford anymore.
Well, some of this, of course, is just harking back to bygone eras, isn't it? Where, in fact, all these things were just matter of course because the technology didn't exist and we didn't bother. We didn't worry about not having it. Now we're worrying about having it.
Mm.